There are 31 million beef cattle in the U.S., about one for every 10 Americans. It's a big market, both here and abroad, and one that needs protection from disease outbreaks like those that have affected poultry in the past. Currently, there is no nationwide system to track cattle diseases, but as Corinne Boyer of the Kansas News Service explains, Kansas is trying to change that.
Think about the last time you sat down to order a new gadget online. Chances are, you tracked your order from the time you purchased it until it landed on your doorstep. Today, similar technology is behind a pilot program to trace cattle diseases. Put in another way,
think of it like when you go, you have a chip for the toll booth going on the interstate, and these are high-frequency identification tags, and so they can be scanned at the speed of commerce.
That's Mark Gardner, a rancher and board member of U.S. Cattle Trace. The program targets cows younger than 18 months. Cows older than that are already tracked, so Cattle Trace fills a gap. A participating rancher puts an ultra-high-frequency tag on a cow's ear. Wherever that animal goes, to auction, to a feedlot, or to a meatpacking plant, a scanner reads the tag and stores it in a database. Cassie Kniebel is the program manager for U.S. Cattle Trace. She says it's
something that we hope works for the industry and in the industry because it's producer-driven. So it's not a government program.
Cattle Trace started in Kansas in June of 2018 with state, federal, and private funding. Now 9 other states, including Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Missouri, are working with Cattle Trace, though it aims to be adopted nationally. The producer-driven design is one reason Cattle Trace has attracted out-of-state participants like Scott Jesse, an extension agent in Virginia. Jesse works with cattle producers.
Number one, it was managed by producers, and that limits the oversight of any other entity. We thought that was certainly a good way to go through the private sector.
But here's the thing. Participation is voluntary and it will stay that way. Only 65,000 tags have been given out. When asked how the tracing system would work if participation is not mandatory, Gardner says,
it wouldn't work in the event of a tragedy as far as we might not be able to trace back where that animal came from.
Kenny Fox raises cows and calves in South Dakota and doesn't plan on joining Cattle Trace. He says tags won't prevent diseases from spreading.
You know, it's a big scare tactic to try to scare producers into having an RFID electronic tagging system.
Plus, Fox and other ranchers are skeptical of who's looking at the database.
The biggest concern that producers have is who controls the data, even if there isn't a disease outbreak. Who gets to count the numbers of cattle? Who gets to keep that data secure?
But Ron Gill, an extension specialist with Texas A&M, says the idea behind Cattle Trace is to weed out sick cattle and keep beef coming to your grocery store shelves.
That is the entire premise behind it, to try to show that we can show where disease come from, get the rest of the cattle back in the market quicker.
And Gardner says ranchers who use Cattle Trace may have an economic advantage, new markets.
I can send my cattle and sell my cattle to the European Union or to China, to markets that I can't have if I don't have this documentation.
Initial funding for the nonprofit runs out this June. Cattle Trace officials say they plan to continue to try to get 68% of U.S. cattle into the system, but they don't have a steady stream of funding yet. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Corinne Boyer in Garden City.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.